G forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with a high of 50. Winds out of the northwest, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows around 25. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, high of 59. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 39.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas State lawmakers are working to try and get rid of some of the license fees that it would cost for you to get your concealed carry permit in the state of Kansas, as one state lawmaker said that it violates, quote, God-given rights to own a firearm. Okay, news reports that the statement came from State Representative Rebecca Schmoy from the Ottawa area. She proposed the bill that would reduce the concealed carry licensing fees out of concern that low-income Kansans aren't able to afford to pay them. She went on to say that it would be wrong to have to pay to, quote, exercise your right. As they say, the legislation would increase the overall firearm safety training in the state, but the bill would get rid of the $100 payment to the Attorney General's office and remove permit renewal fees and late fees for concealed carry. As of right now, the concealed carry permit does cost $132.50, with the $100 going to the Attorney General's office and a $32.50 paid to the applicant's county sheriff. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach said that he does support the bill. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty X Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty X Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty X Ford and RustyXFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Prices plus taxes, fees, dealer add-ons, extra. 2023 F-150, 23 T-219, MSRP 63905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2023 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per thousand finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicle subject to prior sale. Offers expire at Wednesday.
The Hayes High School in Kansas has announced that they are trying to crack down on vaping within the school district, as the school has announced that they have a new form of security with vape detectors throughout the school, saying right now that vaping isn't a widespread pandemic with children, but they're trying to be proactive on the issue.
Wanted to be proactive and preventative. It's about health and wellness, and it's about helping kids resist those choices that are, and I've used the word now twice, destructive. We're trying to give students a reason to not choose that decision. We're trying to give them one more reason to say no.
That's the principal of Hayes High School, Sean Henderson, on KWCH News. The concern came after the Newton High School District found an online video of one of their high school wrestling stars vaping inside the school that almost disqualified him from competing in the state wrestling tournament. But after the new security at Hayes High School, many students say that they don't see a problem with it.
The first week they've been in, I've seen, like, it's just been way better for the school already.
I don't think it's honestly healthy for anyone to be doing it.
Good American Network News.
Spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Construction is officially underway in Howard County after the ribbon cutting and groundbreaking last week for the Howard County Medical Center and Wellness Center. As they say, they are expanding for a new therapy wellness center that officials say have been in the works for near 17 years.
This is a big culmination of anything. You know, I've been with the facility 17 years, and we've been, like, again, talking about this project for a long time. It'll really be an accomplishment, not only for myself, but for my team here at the facility that get this built.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4, where they say the $8 million project will include near 17,000 square feet of new building, along with having an exercise equipment and swimming pool, and offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy services, a pediatric room, and a walking track.
Be a situation where you go see your primary care provider here at the clinic, and they'll be able to refer you to services that we're going to be offering in this that we didn't have before. It's one thing when you try to change people's wellness habits, you have to make it convenient for them to do that, and that's what we're going to be able to do.
Mid-America Network News.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Taube and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas Insurance Department and the Office of the Kansas State Treasurer have received reports of a mail scam circulating in multiple Kansas counties. These letters claim to be from an attorney with law firms located in Canada and state there are millions of dollars in unclaimed life insurance policies available. Sender asks recipients to partner with them in claiming these monies. The Insurance and Treasurer Commissioners advise Kansans these letters are a scam and to not contact the sender. A grass fire in Pottawatomie County Tuesday forced closure of a section of Highway 99 from Westmoreland to Harwich Road. For a time, a smoke limited visibility in that area. The roadway was later reopened. A natural gas line leak near Washington Friday resulted in officials flaring or burning off gas, which resulted in a fire plume that was seen for miles. Arraignment of a Marysville man has been postponed until May 2nd in Marshall County District Court for Gerald Brown, who is charged with killing his wife Jennifer Brown last Thanksgiving. An appearance Tuesday was granted a continuance. A Nemaha County boy won the state spelling bee and will represent Kansas at the national contest in Washington, D.C. Tyler Nolte, son of Jeremy and Suzanne Nolte, is the grandson of the Don Noltes of Beatty and the Joe Mitchells of Seneca. He took the title after advancing to state in 2020 and finishing runner-up in Nemaha County in 2021. He's an eighth grader at Nemaha Central Middle School. Devlin Ogg of Frankfort tied for fourth place in the state contest after winning the Marshall County B. He's an eighth grader at Frankfort Junior High and the son of Russ and Megan Ogg of Vermilion. Blue Rapids will receive up to $10,000 in volunteer help from Evergy employees as the Community Action Team works toward improving playground equipment at the park in Blue Rapids. The announcement made as the community finished second among the top four of 10 projects region-wide, receiving online votes for funding. Over 150 applicants initially applied, and Blue Rapids is the smallest community among finalists, with others in Fort Scott, Wichita, and St. Joe. A solar electric phone charging station was recently installed on the main street in Frankfort at the library, funded through a federal grant. Sarah Smith of Wetmore was recently named Assistant Executive Director for the Kansas State High School Activities Association, having served previously as Athletic Director at Donovan West since 2016. The 63rd Annual Quality Beef Day is this Saturday at the Marshall County Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Check-in 7 to 8:30 a.m. Judging contest begins at 9, followed by the beef show, with additional details available through the Marshall County Extension Office. Beef quality assurance training is planned in Manhattan on Tuesday, April 11th. Hear how they're using the Beef Quality Association certificates to see how cattlemen take care of cattle at the ranch. For additional information, contact Brooke Wines at 785-273-5115. On-site registration also available April 11th at 6 p.m. at the Stanley Stout Center in Manhattan. Beverly Bleha, age 84, of Manhattan, formerly of Lynn, passed away Thursday. Graveside service Thursday at 2 at the Lynn City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday 10 until 1 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Beverly Bleha. James E. Jim Wanklin, age 52, of Frankfort, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday 10 a.m. at the Beatty United Methodist Church. Burial in the Beatty Union Cemetery. Visitation Thursday 11 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday 5 until 7 at the Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jim Wanklin. James L. Meyer, age 67, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday 10:30 at Our Savior Lutheran Church, Odell. Interment in the Odell Cemetery. Visitation Thursday noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Griffith Suvendick Chapel in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for James Meyer. Charles A. Heidebrink, age 85, of Odell, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Friday at 1:30 at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Odell. Burial in the Odell City Cemetery. Gertie Smyer, funeral home in charge of arrangements for Charles Heidebrink. Renee K. Novotny, age 73, of Odell, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Monday at 1, Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice. Private interment, the Odell Czech Cemetery. Visitation Saturday, noon until 8. Monday, 8 until 1, Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Renee Novotny.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and slightly breezy today with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Staying a bit warmer throughout Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s, and clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower 30s. Even warmer as we head into Friday, sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 60s, and mostly clear throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower 40s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Even warmer as we head into the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the lower 70s, south winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And a slight chance for some rain showers Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-40s and lower 50s. South wind still around 15 and gusting as high as 30. Still more sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early April, 63. Record high on this date, 92. The average low, 38. And the record low, 5 degrees. Sunset this evening, 7:54. Sunrise in the morning at 7:06. This morning's low of 28 was a 50-degree swing from yesterday afternoon's high of 78.
Low-income kids are doing better in school thanks to a washing machine. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 5th, the 95th day of the year. Screen legends Betty Davis and Spencer Tracy were both born on this day. One reason kids miss school, especially in low-income areas, is a lack of clean clothes. The need was obvious to a St. Louis school principal, so she made a washing machine available for student use. Almost immediately, there was an increase in attendance, motivation, and participation in extracurricular activities. The program is now expanding with donated washers and dryers to school systems most in need. That's the kind of problem solving we love to see. A small effort that removes what is, for some people, a huge obstacle. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free e-newsletter at almanac.com.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The Kansas City Royals could not make it two in a row. The Royals lost game number two of the four-game series against the Blue Jays yesterday, 4-1. The Royals could only manage four hits and score one run. Meanwhile, the Toronto Blue Jays recorded 11 hits and scored four. Game three of the four-game series is tonight at Kauffman Stadium at 6:40. Other baseball notables from yesterday, the St. Louis Cardinals also lost to the Atlanta Braves 4-1, and the Colorado Rockies fell to the Los Angeles Dodgers 5-2. Both Wichita State baseball and softball dealt with the Oklahoma State Cowboys and Cowgirls last night. Let's start with softball. The Shockers, who are ranked number 22 in the country, took on number 2 Oklahoma State at Wilkins Stadium on the Wichita State campus. The Shockers recorded 14 hits and won the game 8-7, knocking off the number 2 team in the country. Baseball traveled to Stillwater and got a 13-6 win over the 11th-ranked Oklahoma State Cowboys. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance plans. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
When it comes to your 2022 seed decisions, don't step over the line. Buy new, professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and dealers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance membership of 100 companies invest 15% of their sales into product research and development that can take 7 to 16 years, with total costs ranging from $1 million to $140 million for new genetics and or traits. SEPA thanks farmers for buying new seed that not only maximizes yield potential, but also funds the next great seed innovations for U.S. farmers. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
The first piece of steel was hung yesterday for the KC Current's new stadium that is currently being built in Kansas City. It's a historical moment for Kansas City. Chris Long, Kansas City Current co-owner and co-founder, said the state-of-the-art stadium will seat more than 11,000 fans, with no seating being more than 100 feet from the field. This is the first stadium built specifically for a professional women's soccer team in the world. And KC Current president Allison Howard says the organization couldn't be any prouder of what the stadium will represent for the city, players, and other women's sports organizations. Speaking of Kansas City, if you're planning on attending this year's NFL draft coming up later on this month, you will now have something else to do. Travis Kelce will be hosting a musical event called Kelce Jam during NFL draft weekend. The event will be held April 28th at the Azura Amphitheater in Bonner Springs, Kansas. It'll feature Machine Gun Kelly, Rick Ross, DJ Duo, Loud Luxury, and Kansas City rap legend Tech N9ne. That's a look at your Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Doug Downs.
Honeyman Auto sales and service. Drive by or check inventory online at honeymanauto.com. You can even schedule a test drive online as well. With lots of choices, Honeyman works to make yours the best buying experience, with customer service a top priority. Competitive pricing, knowledgeable staff, and superior customer service right here at home. With a full service shop and a selection of both cars and trucks in all price ranges, see Honeyman Auto sales and service, East Pony Express Highway, Marysville, today.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
At Galloway, Wiegers & Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
Could radio be right for you? If you're considering a career move that can put your skills to work in an interesting and impactful way, call us today at KNDY.
We are looking to round out our team with the right individual who wants to make a difference in communicating news and information while providing entertainment and all while supporting and building our local businesses.
Perhaps you or someone you know has some radio or media experience.
Perhaps you have a talent that you'd like to share.
Tell us what you bring to the table, and let's see if we're the right fit for you. Upfront, our small market approach does demand a multitask individual who's willing and able to grow, learn, and adapt.
We'd be particularly interested in those outgoing, creative personalities. A background with technology and multimedia applications would be helpful.
But any past experience or career interest in radio, small business development, marketing, and communications would be considered. This could be part-time or full-time, depending on your level of experience and expectations.
Since a major focus of radio is helping businesses succeed and grow through effective marketing, any background or interest in this area is especially helpful.
Again, give us a shout if you or someone you know is interested in joining us at KNDY. We're a long-time, locally owned and operated business and offer a fun, fast-paced environment with flexibility and long-term rewards.
Learn more on our website, kndyradio.com, then reach out with your questions and or application today.
Long-lasting, low-maintenance, and animal-resistant describe the daffodil. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Though spring is not the time to plant these beauties, it is the time to enjoy their blossoms and look for opportunities to add them to the garden. In fact, many bulb growers send out their catalogs in spring, so we can place our orders now for a fall delivery. Whether you order now or wait to purchase your bulbs in fall, now is the time to start your wish list. Look for areas that could use a bit of spring color. New varieties of daffodils come in a variety of colors, solid yellow, white with a yellow, salmon, or pink cup, and even double forms. Daffodils are shade tolerant and long-lived. Just plant them 6 inches deep and 6 to 9 inches apart in a well-drained location. Add a low-nitrogen, slow-release fertilizer, water, and enjoy them each spring. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with Organic PlantSkin Animal Repellent. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. PlantSkin uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere before taking a bite out of your plants. It doesn't harm animals, but is effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. PlantSkin is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications are needed. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Each year, thousands of people will travel to southern Tennessee to see the famous national battleground at Shiloh. What most people don't know is that this place would most likely have become a national historic site even if a battle had never been fought here. What else is at Shiloh? It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Hi,
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Ken Collier says there were cities here long before this town of Savannah, Tennessee.
There was a civilization that was building large cities with mounds that had buildings on top of them, parapet walls, much more sophisticated than you might realize.
The Tennessee River Museum sits on and around some of those ancient cities and is just a few miles from Shiloh National Battlefield. Kent says the battle overshadows the amazing Native American city that once stood on the site.
Had there not been a battle there, it's still of such national significance that it would be a national park. And the particular ridge that the city is built on is not good for farming. So unlike most of the mounds in the rest of this part of the country, they were never plowed under or bulldozed.
One artifact from Shiloh that is housed here is an effigy pipe. But this isn't an ordinary pipe.
It's probably a foot tall. All these effigy pipes, they're very intricate, and it took a high level of artistry to create them.
A few other effigy pipes have been found throughout the nation.
Archaeologists have discovered that they're made of the same stone, mined in the same quarry north of here at Cahokia, Illinois. It is speculated, and it's pretty good science, that they're prestige trade goods. The king of Cahokia might send one of these as tribute to the king of Shiloh, as tribute or as a peace offering or to form alliances.
The valuable pipe and many other exhibits highlight the importance of Shiloh, not as a battlefield, but as home for Native Americans centuries ago. Traveling the countryside in Savannah, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCray.
Bott Realty and Auction will host a farm acreage and townhouse estate auction Saturday, April 15th in Barnes. Appliances, collector coins, household items, furniture, and outdoor items will start at 10 a.m. Selling at noon will be a 2021 Ford Edge SE, 4,170 miles, as well as the 146 acres of Washington County land, along with the three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath house in Barnes. Farmland is located between Barnes and Waterville, with this 147 acres more or less consisting of 88 acres cropland and 50 acres native grass pasture, with the balance being waterways and timber. There is a large pond and good fencing with no growing crops at this time. This farm will be sold at the same time and place as the residential, vehicle, and household items located at 119 South Main Street in Barnes. This 146-acre farm and residential estate auction for the Beverly Wyke Estate will be Saturday, April 15th, 10 a.m. at the residence on South Main in Barnes. Visit BottRealtyAuction.com for full information.
Moving a tree isn't as easy as rearranging the furniture. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If you follow the right procedure, the tree should recover well in its new location as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Some trees outgrow their space and need to be moved to avoid tangling with things such as the side of the house and power lines. Extension agent Dennis Patton at Kansas State University says the best time to move a tree is when it's dormant in early spring before it starts to break bud. Very small trees with pencil-sized trunk diameters can be transplanted with bare roots. Larger trees need a proper-sized root ball. Patton says a good rule of thumb is to follow the nursery industry standard of a 1-inch to 10-inch ratio.
So in other words, if the trunk is an inch or so across or in diameter, maybe, a foot or so off the ground, then you need about 10 inches of root ball, 10 inches wide and 10 inches deep. So that's kind of the best guide for people to follow.
When digging, be sure to use a sharp spade so you can make a clean cut of the roots. It's easier on the tree if you plan ahead and start the process with a spade several months before moving it.
So, for instance, this summer, go in around the tree and just sever the root ball. So, in other words, slice down into the soil where the root ball is going to be, then let it grow all summer long, and then move it this fall or next spring. Because what you do at this point in time is help develop a little bit more fibrous root system. Where those roots were severed, they're going to branch out. So you have more roots up around the root ball. It's called root pruning.
If you don't want to do the work yourself, hire someone with a tree spade. This machine slices into the soil and digs out the tree with a cone-shaped root ball. When it's out of the ground, cover the root ball with a damp material like burlap to keep it moist until planting. Learn more about digging up and moving your trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Just as I am.
Just as out a big sigh when you're feeling overwhelmed? When it feels like you're carrying the weight of the world around on your shoulders, letting out a big sigh is a way of letting off some steam. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. I'll be honest, sometimes my finances are the reason I'm sighing. Whether it's school loan payments, an unexpected doctor visit, or a car that breaks down at the worst possible moment. So how do you make wise financial decisions when you're stressed all the time? Well, it might be time to ask for help. A Thrivent financial professional can help you think through ways to make sure your finances reflect your faith, how you can navigate your financial journey, and how you can create a financial strategy that aligns with your values. Then you can replace those stress-filled sighs with sighs of contentment and relief, knowing you're being a wise steward of all God has given you. I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent.
Highlights from a Purdue University session on farm financial strategies for 2023. Today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
We're already a third of the way into 2023, but it's never too late to adjust your farm's financial strategy for the year, right? Purdue Ag economists Jim Mintert and Michael Langemeyer shared tips in a recent webinar. Here's Mintert.
Good managers embrace uncertainty and develop strategies to increase the odds of success. Nothing's certain out there, right? But you're trying to raise or improve the odds of success for your family and your farming operation.
Mintert advises moving away from the price taker model that's been the norm for so many farmers for so many years.
Decide what your competitive advantage is. Are you a low-cost producer? Is that really your strength? Maybe you're a value-added kind of a perspective.
Langemeyer echoes that.
What do you do better than everybody else? It's kind of a corny question, but it's extremely important in this context. What skills do you have that nobody else has? How can I take advantage of those skills?
Mintert concedes that strategies are not guaranteed.
When considering management strategies for your farm, remember the following. No one actually knows what's going to happen.
We'll pick this up again tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Lawmakers in both the House and Senate want the president to roll back the new Waters of the U.S. rule. Michael Clements has more.
The Senate recently followed action by the House of Representatives, approving a resolution to repeal the new Waters of the U.S. rule. Courtney Briggs, American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Government Affairs Director, see action. Highlights how burdensome the new rule is for farmers and ranchers.
Last week, the Senate voted to also repeal the WOTUS rule using the Congressional Review Act, and they did that with 54 senators voting in support of that, with five Democrats coming across the aisle to support this resolution. And this really goes to show how troubling this rule is that a majority of Congress wants to see it repealed.
The resolution now heads to President Biden's desk, where Briggs says it faces a likely veto.
President Biden has already stated that he intends to veto this resolution. And unfortunately, it sounds like he is not going to follow the will of Congress to repeal this rule. It was a commitment that he made during his campaign, and we think that he does not intend to change course there.
With the veto, the rule will remain in 48 states, pending other litigation and a Supreme Court decision.
In two states, the rule has been halted by a district court in Texas.
Time now for your soil temperature report from Abilene Machine. For high-quality ag replacement parts at low prices, just call 800-255-0337 or order online at AbilineMachine.com. Right now, 38 in St. Francis, 43 in Tribune, 52 in Johnson, 50 in Elkhart, 39 in Norton, 46 at Smith Center, 45 at Washington, 52 at Mound City, 54 at Fort Scott, 53 Emporia, 48 at Ellsworth, 47 at Great Bend, and 52 at Liberal.
Cattlemen join Kaiser Angus Thursday afternoon, April 6th at 1 for their 23rd annual production sale at the ranch near Park, Kansas. Sell like 95 18-month-old bulls, 7 spring yearling bulls. Sire groups include Fireball, Hometown, Full House, West Point, 61 calving ease bulls. Sell 67 bulls that are in the top 15% or better for marbling EPDs. All bulls have genomic enhanced EPDs, 25 fall bred heifers sell, AI'd safe to EWA Elevate. Also selling donor N779, the dam of Gar Apex. Request a catalog or view the catalog and videos online at KaiserAngus.com. If you're unable to attend sale day, bid online at DVAuction.com. For more information, call Daryl, 785-673-3357. Attend Kaiser Angus 23rd annual production sale Thursday afternoon, April 6th at the ranch near Park, Kansas.
Stockman. If you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 30 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling, 2-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
The U.S. Grains Council has developed tools to facilitate sustainable corn trade for U.S. corn growers and exporters. Today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
The U.S. Grains Council has launched the Corn Sustainability Assurance Protocol and the Sustainable Corn Exports Platform. Carlos Suarez, Manager of Sustainability Policy and Innovation for USGC, talks about each of the new tools.
The CSAP is a document that compiles all of the laws and regulations that U.S. corn farmers already abide by and showcases a large number of the best practices and innovations that they have been adopting. And these, in fact, are responsible for the improvement in key environmental factors associated to corn production. So this is something that our corn farmers wanted the world to know about. For SCE, it's a web platform where you will be able not only to download the CSAP, but most importantly is where corn exporters and international importers will go to register and issue shipment-specific records of sustainability.
As for the Sustainable Corn Exports Platform, he says farmers do not need to sign up.
Because what we do is we use the data provided by USDA of the number of acres that farmers report and that fall under conservation compliance provisions to determine the annual volume of sustainable U.S. corn.
More information can be found at grains.org. Suarez says that the tools will help corn farmers and exporters to provide international supply chain stakeholders with a baseline of the commitment to continuous improvement in production practices. And it helps them to address the suitability requirements and procurement guidelines that international customers, companies, or regulators are requiring either in the present or in the future. I'm Lori Boyer. For more agriculture information, log on to agriculture.com.
Elsie Grace's gift shop is in Frankfort, Kansas. People from all over love to visit Elsie Grace's in Frankfort, Kansas. But what if you're not in Frankfort, Kansas and miss Elsie Grace's and really want to shop at Elsie Grace's? Good news! You can shop Elsie Grace's now wherever you might be. Just visit the ElsieGrace's1.com website and shop from anywhere. Hanging out in a mountain cabin? ElsieGrace's1.com. Toes in the sand on a tropical beach? ElsieGrace's1.com. At the pool? At a ball game? Dentist's office? Waiting in line? Shop all your favorite food mixes, home decor, and accessories with ElsieGraces1.com.
Information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at on this Wednesday. May corn, 652 and a half. That's down 1 1/4. July corn, 626 and a half. That's down 1 1/2. Kansas City wheat for May, 862 and 3/4. That's down 9 3/4. Kansas City wheat for July, 844 and a half. That's down 13 1/4. Minneapolis wheat for May, 875 and a half. That's down 14. Minneapolis wheat for July, 876. That's down 13 1/4. May oats at 341 and a quarter. That's up 1/4. July oats, 337 and a half. That's down 2 3/4. Soybeans for May, 1507 and 3/4. That's down 9 3/4. July soybeans, 1476. That's down 6 3/4 on this Wednesday. Cotton for May, 81.14, that's up 9 cents. Cotton for July, 81.36, and that's down 2 cents right now. Live cattle for April, 168.55, that's up 95 cents. June live cattle, 160.57.5, and that's up 37.5 cents. Feeder cattle for April, 198.15, that's up 20 cents. May feeder cattle up 40 cents at 202.67.5 cents right now. Taking a look at crude oil for May, $80.62 per barrel. That's down a dime. June crude oil, $80.64, and that's down 8 cents. Taking a look at gold for April, $2,022.40, and that's up, 20 cents right now. June gold, $2,036.90. That's down $2.40. Silver for May, $25.02. That's down 7 cents. July silver, $25.24, and that's down 6 cents.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
Turnkey custom home builds with inline construction make the home building process as easy as you approving final decisions. From start to finish, let Inline tackle site preparation, foundation, framing, and finish inside and out. Lots are available at Hartley Ridge in North Marysville, or they can build on your site. Call today and get started with Inline Construction.
A vital industry to the state, this year's ethanol market is looking promising for Kansans. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State grain economist Dan O'Brien discusses the driving forces and the outlook for the Kansas ethanol industry.
The USDA supply-demand numbers have remained positive in terms of the amount of corn used for ethanol production. When you look at the actual bids that are happening in Kansas, we have corn bids at ethanol plants averaging about $6.90. That's the highest in the nation. So out here in the Western Corn Belt, we've got some things happening. Last year, so 2022, we had used about 5.326 billion bushels of corn. For this marketing year, 2023, projected at 5.250. And that number in general has been thought to be at a bit of risk. You know, if the U.S. economy were to go into a major recession, then we could see that lower. But so far, it hasn't happened. The summer driving season is just out in front of us. As long as the economy holds up and people want to get out and travel, which they've shown every tendency to do, it would seem that we would hold up pretty decently.
O'Brien explains the driving forces of ethanol markets.
Ethanol operates on the margin. It seems as long as we have good economic forces happening in the U.S., motor fuel holds up, and we don't come in and do any drastic redo of our ethanol policies, then you know we're still blending around 10% of most motor fuels. That's what I'd call, as an economist, a very inelastic demand. We have to blend 10%. And if that's the case, then that drives so much of what's going on. So if you're in the ethanol industry, you're watching what the Fed does. You're watching what the economy's doing, because that determines how many vehicles are on the road for how long and how much ethanol they use.
O'Brien goes on to differentiate Kansas's ethanol outlook from the other leading corn-producing states.
Kansas ethanol plants are willing to pay a higher amount for corn. I think it's out of necessity in the Western Corn Belt. That comes back to that overall corn supply-demand issue. You know, that short crop last year forced ethanol plants to pay a higher amount in Western Kansas to get hold of the short supplies of corn. And, you know, we're 30, 40, 50 cents higher for the corn price going into ethanol plants here in Kansas. And I just think there's more abundant supplies in the central and western part of the U.S. There's a weather forecast talking about how if current weather patterns keep going in the direction they're going, the dry area of the country would be more of the central part of the U.S. and less so out where we're at. Higher prices of corn, higher prices of ethanol brought on by dry conditions, central corn belt, could have some really interesting dynamics for the ethanol industry out in western Kansas and the western Great Plains. We might be in a little better position to produce profitably, and we're in a position geographically to ship ethanol and other biofuels to the West Coast. So it's going to be exciting to see all this unfold, and hopefully we have decent prices and abundant grain, and that'll lead to profitability in our neck of the woods.
That was Dan O'Brien, K-State grain economist, discussing the Kansas ethanol market outlook. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Could radio be right for you? If you're considering a career move that can put your skills to work in an interesting and impactful way, call us today at KNDY.
We are looking to round out our team with the right individual who wants to make a difference in communicating news and information while providing entertainment and all while supporting and building our local businesses.
Perhaps you or someone you know has some radio or media experience.
Perhaps you have a talent that you'd like to share.
Tell us what you bring to the table, and let's see if we're the right fit for you. Upfront, our small market approach does demand a multitask individual who's willing and able to grow, learn, and adapt.
We'd be particularly interested in those outgoing, creative personalities. A background with technology and multimedia applications would be helpful.
But any past experience or career interest in radio, small business development, marketing, and communications would be considered. This could be part-time or full-time, depending on your level of experience and expectations.
Since a major focus of radio is helping businesses succeed and grow through effective marketing, any background or interest in this area is especially helpful.
Again, give us a shout if you or someone you know is interested in joining us at KNDY. We're a long-time, locally owned and operated business and offer a fun, fast-paced environment with flexibility and long-term rewards.
Learn more on our website, kndyradio.com, then reach out with your questions and or application today.
Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.